See, like breaking my leg here. Now, I've done a lot of worrying about this because I can't work, and I need to be working. See, my wife's having to work like that, and she's doing all this other work. She tries to keep this house, and she's working 8 hours a day and driving 20 miles there and back, and I'm just sitting around here not doing nothing, you see. And it's a lot of worry. It's been a lot of worry on me. Sometimes I nearly go out of my mind because I never had to do this before in my life, you see. Never had to ask anybody to do anything because I was always able to do it. Now I can't even put on this sock. She has to put that sock on because I can't reach that foot, see. Mm-hmm. If I do, it starts just hurting bad up here where I broke this place.
How long do you think it's going to get much easier for you? It's
getting a lot better already. I got where I can touch it, but by sliding out and getting down like this, see. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I couldn't bend that way at all. I had to stay straight.
But it's just been about a month.
Yeah, it's been a little over a month.
Uh-huh.
They did it the 8th of August, so when they fixed it. Of course, it had to start from then of getting well because that's when they fixed it, see. And what is this, about the 18th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
19th. 19th, isn't it?
You think you'll be able to walk around pretty well without the crutches or with just the cane or something?
Well, yeah, I walk a little bit. I'm not supposed to, but I do it anyway. See, you know, be sure that I can because he told me not to do that, but I just have to anyway because I got to know about these things because I need to be working, see. And see, there's my cap up there. My suit's in yonder. I can go to work because I get where I can walk.
Driving the bus?
No, I'm a security guard out at Maryco.
When were you a security guard?
I've been a security guard ever since last year. I started 22nd December last year.
Oh, after you quit the school bus?
After I quit the school bus, then I started being a security guard. I worked at my Christian hospital up there then, but now we're working out at Maryco here.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked all summer, see, and I was working. I worked that night. I got hurt that morning, and I've never had to do this, and it's just, you just don't know what kind of mind I get sometimes sitting around here like that. And first thing I did when I got out of the hospital, come back here, and this place is all growed up knee high in grass. I got on that tractor. I had to wait till everybody left before they wouldn't let me, see, as quick as they left. Well, I went out there and got on my tractor, and I shred this all down around here, cleaned it up. Man, it all growed up out there waist high. I just couldn't stand that, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I shredded it all down, and they said, it's going to kill you in that, but it didn't hurt me, and I knew it wouldn't, see, because I could get on there. Then I'd drive up beside the well house and lay my crutches on the well house, and when I got ready to get off, I'd drive back up there and get my crutches and get off, see? I could use them all the way, and they liked to have a fit. And they said, what are you going to do if it gets up there and goes dead on you? I said, well, I just wait till somebody comes in because I couldn't get off. See, I can't get off of it without my crutches or wouldn't because, it would have broke it again. He told me it would, see.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had to do something. I just couldn't stand that, see, it growing up like that, see.
Say if I'm, using the term wear out, say if you're very tired, you'd say, I'm just completely
wore out.
And if someone had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes were running.
He went out there and taken a cold. That's what he did.
And if he couldn't talk right then, you'd say,
he's off a horse.
If you do that, you have a... If you go like this, you have
a cough, yeah.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that he's
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweated, yeah.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a